Hi, you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM right now. This is Zara and Grace on air with you.
Woo! Welcome to the student special.
Yes, we're going to be here till 1 today, and hopefully we'll be joined by other people. I think some people said they were going to drop by.
Who knows? We'll see.
If anyone's around station right now, feel free to swing by the studio and just pop in, say hi.
This show is kind of like a free clinic where you can just drop in anytime.
You know, the doctor is in. The doctors. Plural. Yes. That's us.
Yes. Today's pretty exciting. We have a few Twin Shadow tickets that we're giving away. I believe we have... Oh, no. We only have one. We have one pair of tickets. And then we have also three pair of tickets for Neon Indian.
Ooh, that's possibly. We'll check on that. We'll get back to you. And those are going to go up for auction. By auction, I mean...
To call in to win
a little bit later.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
We'll figure out how we're going to get the winners. We're going to have a skill testing question, and if you win, then you'll get a pair of Twin Shout tickets for the Biltmore on Wednesday, September 28th. Oh, man, that's tonight.
Yeah. Big times. Also, yeah. In competition with that show tonight, though, if you didn't get tickets to go see... Oh, where is it? Tonight is also Diamond Rings.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So if you're going to Diamond Rings, don't try and win these tickets. Oh, but if you're not going to Diamond Rings, these tickets are for you.
Where's Diamond Rings playing?
I'm unsure. I know I'm volunteering for it tonight, but I don't know where I'm going.
We should figure that out. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll do some investigative journalism, and we'll report back after maybe some music.
Yes. So I think first we're going to play a tune by Tune Yards.
Yeah.
And I heard this last week for the first time from Grace. And I liked it so much that I think I'm going to play it again.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9. This is the Student Feature Hour with Zara and Grace.
Okay. Stand up, get up, stand out, get on it. Yes, I'm no longer who you thought this one was. Tell me, but all my wisdom he parted. But oh, please at least answer me this. Answer me, what's the business? Yeah, don't take my life away, don't take my life away from a distance. Yeah, don't take my life away, don't take my life away. I'm a victim. Yeah, don't take my life away, don't take my life away. I'm a
and you're back listening to CITR 101.9 FM. So earlier, me and Grace were talking about giving away Twin Shadow tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been debating for probably a whole 20 seconds what our skill testing question should be.
And Zara is an expert. You folks probably don't know this. Zara is an expert in many things. Last week, we were talking about some pretty grimy, like, serial murder facts.
Yeah.
Watch a lot of, you know, murder mystery television, yeah, movies. She also, though, is an expert in both dinosaurs and UFOs. It's true.
Yes, I get all my knowledge from movie and TVs.
A lot of PBS, a lot of, you know.
Yeah, it's really weird. But Discovery, we decided Channel, that our skill testing question is going to be from the History Channel, and it's a show called Ancient Aliens. And if you can call in and tell us what that show is about and chat with us, like, for an episode, like, for a little bit about an episode that you saw, we will give you a Twin Shadow ticket.
Yes, to the most deserving person who knows the most information about ancient aliens. Maybe you just have to give us one example of, you know, an episode that went down, some cool facts you learned about ancient aliens.
Yeah. Or bonus, if you actually have seen a UFO, that would be a really big bonus. We would definitely give you tickets too. But you got to prove it.
Yeah.
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 You got to tell us what the, like,
an anecdote, like, some kind of story. Who knows?
Yeah. If you don't know, our number is 604-822-2487. And we would love to hear what you have to say about aliens. And if you really, really want Twin Shadow, I would suggest you...
You call in.
Yeah, or, like, look up what ancient aliens is.
Yeah.
For
so,
sure.
So, just a couple minutes ago, too, you actually heard a double whammy of songs by the Tune Yard. So, the first one was the Gangster Ad Rock remix, which was super cool. And
yeah, like
then the second one was a song called Business. And if you are by a computer, log on to your YouTube account and search in the word business, B-I-Z-N-E-S-S, and then Tune Yards, and watch the entire 7-minute video because it will blow your mind. There's
it
interpretive
will.
Dance. There's children, you know, lip syncing. There's a mouth full of light
yes,
singing the words at you. And cool fact, Tune Yards, both of those songs, completely sung by a woman. Zara was unsure of whether or not that was real. Totally true.
Yeah. No, because when I first heard the song, I totally thought it was a man singing the entire time.
No.
I thought it was the guy remixing, like doing like a sample or something on top, but it's a woman singing the entire time, and it just blew my mind.
Yeah. And then following those was that a Teen Days remix of,
yeah, of Local
Natives.
Natives? Yeah, that was a cool one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that one was called Wide Eyes, if you guys, you know, want to look that up or
we're
something.
We're wondering.
Yeah.
Next up, we're going to have a song that I actually was shown the video of this by a friend of a friend, a guy named Kent, who I'm trying to get a hip-hop show over here at CITR because our hip-hop content sometimes lacking, and there's so much great talent, especially Canadian hip-hop talent, that we just don't often hear about. This song is by a group called Common Grackle. They're actually signed to a label that I believe is run out of Vancouver.
Oh, cool.
And the song's called The Great Depression. One of these guys is a rapper from Saskatchewan. It's got a cool video. It's kind of a cool song. It's called The Great Depression featuring Sesky.
Yeah, or Seshi. I don't know.
Unsure of the pronunciation.
It's pronounced, or spelled weird.
Yeah, you can decide for yourselves.
Is that Russian?
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anywho, you're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Special Hour, and we're going to listen to The Great Depression by Common Grackle.
Enjoy.
Feeling down, black and white, fucking blue. and tookies were pushing to the prettiest places.
Workers wasted on the porch. You can make a list. The first of the month is the mailman.
You're only really revolutionaries when you're eating. If you're not, you'll suck up the boss for job slots on weekends. Bad year. Keyboard cut out, hanging on the walls of heads of ass.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Show you what you wanna see and take you out. a combination of sounds with a view to beauty of form and expression of emotion.
And you're back listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the student special featuring myself. I'm Grace.
And Zara.
Woo! So, we somehow still have two spots, two fantastic tickets to give away to a show tonight, to Twin Shadow.
Yep.
And you want them. Come on. It's Wednesday night. It's hump day.
It is.
But it doesn't have to be.
And it's at the Biltmore.
It's at the Biltmore.
It's a good time.
It's a fun time show.
Yeah.
So we've changed our skill testing question because we did get a call in that we thought was about UFOs, but it was actually about maybe
European food.
Baked goods.
Yeah.
Which we love too. But that wasn't the right answer.
No.
So following that ad a little minute ago, our charts do reflect what the DJs here at CITR want to play. And there's a brand new issue of Discorder. It is at the very least all around UBC campus. It may be out and about around town right now. It's got a gorgeous cover, I think taken in the Tiki Bar, possibly, of the Waldorf, with shimmering stars on the cover and a nice like cerulean blue font. But the question is, from the charts that you can find on Earshot, you can find them on our website. If you're on our mailing list, you're going to be getting the charts anywho. Just name one of the top 10 bands currently on the CITR 101.9 FM charts. It's just that easy. You could probably even just guess 10 really good local or Canadian bands, and one of 10, and you'd most likely hit the mark. They're all pretty good. They're all pretty big. At least around here.
If you can name 10 local bands off the top of your head, I think you deserve these tickets. Anyway,
yeah.
So
10 local bands are one of the top 10 on the CITR charts. You get two tickets to Twin Shadow tonight. Yeah. And back to what we've been playing around here. One track ago was The Devil in the Beats by The Chemical Brothers.
Awesome soundtrack. Oh, my God.
Off the Hannah soundtrack.
Yeah.
Really great movie
so
if
amazing.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And before that was a track that Zara picked.
Yeah, it was called Safe and Sound, and it's by a band called Capital Cities. And then one before that was a group called Common Grackle, which Grace picked.
Yeah, that was Common Grackle with The Great Depression. They're kind of like alternative indie hip-hop. I know very little about them other than they're on the Fake Four label, which is a cool sort of local or Canadian label. And my next track is actually also it's in the same vein of like indie Canadian hip-hop. This is another one. I guess I find all my music based on how awesome the music video is. For some reason, I couldn't bring up the music video to this one to show it to Zara.
Yeah,
but the artist is Astronautilus.
Yeah, that's a tricky one to say. Astronautilus.
Super tricksy.
That kind of sounds like an alien name. Just say
everything's coming together. Tying in. The song is called Contrails, and the music video, which you can't see because we're on the radio, it features Tegan Quinn of Tegan and Sarah.
Oh, no way.
And she's driving around Vancouver in her sweet little car, kind of, you know, singing along, going over the Lionsgate Bridge, etc., doing cool things. Oh, you wouldn't believe who just dropped in.
Hey!
Hey, girl,
it's Megan. You know what? We actually hooked someone up with your email just like a few seconds ago.
Oh.
That was our story person.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Wait. But back to this video. It's all shot in Vancouver, mostly in and around Chinatown. You've got Tegan of Tegan Sarah driving around in her car, and you've got Astronautilus. You assume the entire video that he's blind, and he's walking around the city, and you're like, wow, I can't believe he gets around and do all these crazy places, like alleys in Chinatown and all this stuff. And then at the end, well, I won't spoil the ending. Watch the video. It's tricksy.
I wish this one is tricksy.
Yeah.
I wish this had a video because that sounds so exciting. I like it when I see videos and then I recognize places.
It's like, really fantastic. So it's one of those moments where Vancouver's actually playing itself instead of New York or Seattle or
awesome.
An unnamed city somewhere in the States.
That's awesome. And Chinatown's a really good place to shoot a video, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Like it'd be really fun to have a video there.
We just watched The Neverending Story again. So that's got Vancouver in it.
You
right, guys? I'm really good at new movies. I always come up and I'm like, hey, guys, have you heard of this movie, The Neverending Story or The Matrix?
I know what's going on. You guys are going to hear this song pretty soon. But conversation that happened yesterday where we spoke about various things that are right now shooting in Vancouver is like apparently the coolest thing for anyone in Hollywood to be doing. There were shoots going on at the Templeton and at Twisted Fork on Granville this week. They just shot The Killing, new AMC series, as well as Final Destination 5.
Zoe said they were shooting something at Fortune. Was that The Killing?
No, Fortune right now. Ooh, what was that?
Yeah, I know. There's a really big show or movie or something that she said we should figure that out.
I think it's set in Alcatraz.
Oh, yes.
Somehow they're shooting it in Fortune Sound Club. How those two things connect, no one knows.
I have a guess. It's probably like a pre-Alcatraz thing, and they're in a club, and then some.
They're mobsters.
Whatever
happens
to get into Alcatraz is going to happen at that club.
Yeah.
We should ask Zoe, who's our volunteer coordinator and also works at Fortune. She's the hookup.
Yeah.
Get that info for you guys soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
That'd be a really cool show, though. I'm excited. A lot of good shows.
Yeah.
But back to the music. Grace, pick this song.
Astronautilus. The song is Contrails featuring Tegan Quinn of Tegan and Sarah. You are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Peace.
I know, leave is your living and built in your bones. No one can ever escape all of your ghosts. So if you walk, you better learn how to run. That's why I wrote this song. Your contrails coated in broken homes. Your polished up is pretty pearl of a hoe. I won't parade your skeletons for everyone. That's why I wrote this song. That's why I wrote this song. That's why I wrote this song. That's why I wrote this song.
She always made the best of deaf and blind. Fashionable dresser, canes and signs. Traits are never peril like a judge of character and brush. She never missed a lift, the bumping line. But fingertips are drifting, miss a bit from time to time. And this is how we find sequences with the grip. Over wit and charm, a whisper breath. Frantically fishing for familiarness on fingertips. And this is just, shit, what is this? This is redressing. I know a cane is just a comedy. Some cups will cut your cripple honesty. It's lame perceptions, lame deception. What's astonishing, we bought it, see. Every hairy dick in time left a very fickle palms, palming a broken promise ring. You follow me? 100 strong men choked on a bit, while the blind bride guides the bridle towards the abyss.
And this could only end wrong, but motherfucker, that's the reason why I'm writing this song. I know, because you're living and building your bones. No one can ever escape all of your ghosts. So if you walk, you better learn how to run. That's why I wrote this song. The contrast loaded in broken homes. The polished up this pretty girl of a hoe. I want courageous skeletons for everyone. Teresa said it, the truth, the set it, the music. We're all conquistadors of the useless. What kind of fools so stupid to climb a mountain to do it, then climb back down to the town without a picture to prove it? I knew it from the moment saw your eyes flash wide in the crowd. But you would cut and run, it's too late to turn back now. It's when those burnt black clouds submerge the earth in shroud, the kings earn that crown. And this is how we rise, by taking a fall. Survive another wind on, straight to the thaw. One day you learn to strain the teeth of your teeth, and maybe find the strength to proceed to the peak. You press on into the thin again, you cannot breathe. Swallow so much of my damn pride that it chokes me. The real risk is not a slip grip at the edge of the peak. The real danger is just to linger at the base of the thing. I know, because you're living and building your bones. No one can ever escape all of your goals. So if you walk, you better learn how to run. It's all over this song. You're contrast loaded in broken homes. Stop this pretty girl of a hoe. I'm a courageous skeleton for everyone. We'll be right back.
then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Grace and Zara with you right now for the student feature hour. We will be here till 1.
Oh, yeah. Right, and that's when we have to run to class.
I know. It's kind of perfect, but at the same time, my class is kind of far, so we're going to probably have to scoot out a little bit earlier. But
running this show helps us get our exercise in because it's like run power here, walk. Power oh, walk.
I hate power walk.
Buchanan Tower, here I come.
Yeah. So while we were playing music, we actually had a caller, and he is from the forest.
He's not from the forest. He had a UFO story that occurred in a forest.
Okay, right. He's actually in the forest right now too, though, isn't he?
No, he's going mountain biking later tonight.
Oh,
sorry. I feel like I recounted this story really poorly, Zara.
It's okay. I thought he was camping now. Okay, let's get Grace to tell the story because he was supposed to win the tickets, but he is mountain biking tonight, so he can't. But it's a good story.
Yeah. So we have a passionate listener who's into the music we play. Thanks, by the way, for calling in and giving us some
really nice
positive reinforcement. Last week, we got a call in from someone identifying themselves as Satan. So that was less fun.
No, that was
good. But no, this really cool UFO story occurred in the grassy plains, somewhere in the interior. And our listener, or caller, was having a campfire with some buds. They're out camping in the forest, et cetera, et cetera. And so they're having a campfire. They're just chilling out. And and also perhaps the friends around him, saw a bright white light that kind of came towards them. And as they really looked at it, or as he really like went to look at it and figure out what it was, it just disappeared. Which to me sounds as close to a UFO as anything. Also, bonus points, at least in Zara's world, he was watching Discovery while back, and he caught an episode about ancient UFOs, about how they possibly came to Earth like 6,000 years ago,
oh my
and
goodness,
then taught humans about like the existentialism of our existence, and taught, you know, maybe like Buddha or other big leaders in the world that seem to, you know, have like a higher understanding of humanity.
Yeah,
that could be explained by them.
If you guys honestly haven't seen Ancient Aliens, it's definitely worth checking out. Even if you're just watching it to laugh at the people on the show, it's like a good time all around.
I want to catch this magical series. It sounds really cool.
It's amazing.
It sounds like my idea of a good Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, at our student exec meeting yesterday, someone brought up that we should have a karaoke night. And then I asked if we could set up a projector in the lounge and have an Ancient Aliens marathon. And it got shot down.
But it might happen anyways. I might just have Zara over, you know. We'll watch some Ancient Aliens. Probably turn on the Netflix.
Yep. Maybe head over to Science World where they're having the dinosaur exhibit. That's happening, by the way.
We could just rename the show like Nerdy Zara Grace Time.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
We're just nerding out in here.
Yeah, this is like super nerd out right now.
Yeah. Anyone who's listening to this on campus, on UBC Point Grey campus, just listen to us right now. We're not scary. We're nerds. We're nerds nerding out in studio right now. The station's it's pretty bouncing now that school's back in action, and the station's a really fun place to be. We're in room 233 of the sub, which is on the second floor, and it's exactly halfway from either set of stairs. It doesn't really matter which way you go. It's going to take you halfway around the building to get to us. But once you do, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, I'm loving the new volunteers. We have a lot of volunteers just helping around the station right now. So if you've got some free time, swing by, talk to our volunteer coordinator, Zoe. See what kind of stuff you can be a part of. If you love music, a lot of music stuff you can get into. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Just people like by, check out the place.
People like Greg, who's in here every Monday refiling CDs, and CJ, who...
Yeah, I met CJ. He's super nice.
I think he's in here more often than like some of the people that work here.
Oh, yes.
And he's always doing great things.
He does a great job.
Have you guys talked about your feature in Discord yet?
This is Megan joining us, and this month, actually, in the back on the back page of Discorder is a special on the student special hour, as well as It Ain't Easy Being Green.
Toot toot. That was me tooting your guys' horn. So, yeah, apparently, our good friend Grace here, favorite album, Purple Rain. Interesting, Grace. Elaborate, please.
I was put on the spot. It is a really fantastic album. Songs like Little Nicky, When Doves Cry, etc. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't... Purple Rain itself. I think it's mostly when you combine the album with Purple Rain, the film. That's when you get the best combo. We might have to play a Prince song later, by the way.
Let's do it.
The thing is, try and think of your favorite album otherwise. Like, a joke album's an easier one to
think
of.
Mine's also Purple Rain, which is really
that's
a weird coincidence.
Well?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I can't.
I'm going to ponder about this because I don't actually know what my favorite album is. I'm going to think about this.
Yeah, let's all think about it, Radioland.
Yeah. And how about, I'm trying to make the questions easier and easier. At this point.
People, you just have to grab a Discorder magazine from, like, the ground, tables at the sub, you know, anywhere.
Somebody did a really great feature on Aunts and Uncles.
Oh, really?
Not dropping any names, but it was me. And it's awesome. Yeah. So you should read that. You should read that twice. Read everything else once, but read that twice for sure.
Yeah.
Grace, you want to introduce our next song?
Sure. Oh, yeah. So speaking of the ticket giveaway that we're doing,
nice.
Our next song is by Twin Shadow, who's playing tonight at the Biltmore, which we have two tickets to, which you can win if you call in at 1-604-822-2487. And this song is called Changes. It is the title track of their latest release. Enjoy.
There's a time not so long ago, thoughts are falling free. So much to do and say, so much to see. Into a different world, color lights and smiles. I've come down when you come around from the sky wide. Changes. I can't hear when I'm hearing such.
I can't see what I was seeing. Time now for the ticking, nervous.
And by all the counts you really should have died.
Hi, and you're back listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And we have a new guest. Instead of Megan, we now have Josepha. Hello.
Josepha Cameron, who's also on the student executive. This is just like student executive lady hour.
Yeah.
Ladies.
It's fun.
I always say ladies like that, by the way. I've tried to change.
Do you say it like a creepy man?
Ladies.
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 It's a little bit ladies. Creepy, I guess, but it's okay. Just own it.
Yeah.
Can someone please call in so that we can give you these free pair of Twin Shadow tickets for the Biltmore show tonight?
We've had quite a few interesting calls during the hour. Like there are people out in Radioland listening, for sure. Some of them don't want the tickets. Some of them can't go even though they want to so bad.
Yeah. No, and we're not asking that much. All we want is a UFO story. That's all we want.
Or if you can name 10 local bands, or if you can name a band that's currently on our charts.
Yeah, just any band. Just please, just grab a Discorder. Please. Josepha actually watches Ancient Aliens as well.
Oh, well, no.
Don't get ashamed.
I had to for my class.
Oh, you were forced into it?
What class was this?
Greek Civilization.
Really?
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
My friend's taking a class just on Greek tragedy. And it sounds really cool. I kind of want to take it.
Cool.
But, yeah.
I've never taken a class this cool. Or that cool.
Yeah. It sounds really rad.
Yeah.
You just heard a live version of Andrew Bird's song, Motion of... Wait, was it?
A Nervous Tick, Motion of the Head to the Left.
Yeah. No, if... Okay. Andrew Bird, I found out about him because I was screening one of his movies for Discorder. Oh, no, sorry. For VIF. For Discorder, yes. And I had never heard of him before. Grace was actually the one who kind of told me about him.
I chastised Zara quite strongly about not listening to Andrew Bird while we were at Victory Square Block Party. Before she watched the movie about him and fell in love.
Yeah, this guy, if you don't know, he loops all of his sounds. Everything except for... drums, but he has his violin, he has his whistling, and he sings as well. And it's just, if you can look up YouTube videos or even watch this movie at VIF for the festival, it's just the most amazing thing ever. And it's a really good documentary.
He's a very interesting fellow. It's interesting too, Zara fell in love with Andrew Bird at this year's VIF for screening a film. I went to VIF 2 years ago with the CIDR pass, went for free, watched a music documentary, and that's how I learned about Andrew Bird, too.
Yeah. I've yet to fall in love with him.
You have to.
You need to take a pass next year and go to a movie about him at the Vancouver Film.
You should get a pass now.
Maybe.
If you guys are a member at CITR, Brenda actually has. Yes, you are.
10 free passes.
Yeah, to Andrew Bird, and it's a really good opportunity to watch it. I think it's Andrew Bird and Family Jams.
Yes, those are both the films that we are sponsoring at the Vancouver International Film Festival.
Yeah, which is starting this Thursday, actually. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Better get on that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the mind of a student. Days just roll by us and we have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just go by, like, what's happening today. Today is street team meeting. Are you coming?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
6 o'clock, lounge.
If you guys are a member of CITR, or not even, if you just want to chill... we're having a street team meeting
tonight in the CITR lounge, room 233, 6 p.m.
Yep. Josepha's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Grace, are you going to be there?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That was a solid yes.
Yeah, that was solid. Right.
I was wondering, my class gets out just in the nick of time for me to make it back. So I'll come and say hi. I might even bring snacks.
Ooh, I think we're getting snacks, too.
Yeah, let's go get snacks.
Yeah, we have to get flour, too, because we're making baby ostriches.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Josepha, what are we hearing now?
Gypsy Death Star, Throwing Hail Marys is the name of the song.
I really like the name of this band.
They're really good.
It's like Gypsies meets Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is that what they're about?
Death Stars and Star Wars, kind of influenced by the 80s / psychedelic.
There, Sarah, there weren't multiple Death Stars. Wasn't there the one Death Star that Luke had to fly into to destroy by, like, his starship into the heart of it?
Yes. Oh, wait, yes. Was that the Death Star?
That's the Death Star. Yeah, it's the huge circular Death Star.
Yeah.
Correct?
No, you are correct. That totally happened. No, yeah. Gotta watch Star Wars again. Okay. Throwing Hail Marys by Gypsy Death Star. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, MySpace is not... MySpace is totally not working right now. Let's do that again.
We're going to give that one more go, but also we just lost a caller. Someone called to say hi. Maybe, oh my gosh,
okay, here we go. Here's Gypsy Death Star. We're going to take this call. CITR 101.9!